This is the 16th in the series of life notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This is titled, The Pure in Heart. The gospel message is, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. That's Matthew 5:8. This beatitude raises two questions for me. What does it mean to be pure in heart? And what does it mean to see God? Is it even possible to become pure enough in heart to be able to see God in this life? Certainly, my early training in Christianity led me to believe not. The problem was sin, and sin was so deeply ingrained into my human condition that seeing God was out of the question. While I no longer believe this as I was taught, the roots of my early education still run deep in the subconscious recesses of my being, and occasionally sprout little demons that whisper in my ear, "You will never be good enough." The initial question about what purity of heart refers to raises two questions of its own. What is purity? And what is heart? Purity is probably obvious. Untainted, in a natural or original state, and virginal come to mind. The heart has a literal meaning, such as the organ that pumps blood, and a number of figurative meanings, including love, emotion, and the center of our being. Assuming Jesus is speaking of the heart in a figurative sense, purity of heart refers to a state where the essence of our being is restored to its original state, which for me means when it is consciously in a state of union with God. While I consider the separateness we experience as humans as an illusion, I confess it becomes a powerful, entrenched illusion long before we reach adolescence. This sense of separation, of being on our own and alone, is the foundational source of our earthly encumbrances and the foundational source of our impurity. I suspect what Jesus refers to as purity of heart is what we might call an unencumbered heart, a heart free of earthly attachments and woes. Living a life separate from God and others leaves us insecure and grasping onto things to define us and give us worth and meaning. Granted, obtaining a freedom from such attachments is completely contrary to how we learn to live our lives on earth. Yet, how can we expect God in us to shine through when we are so heavily cloaked in the stuff of our material existence? An onion is often used to illustrate the peeling off of outer layers in order to reach the center. Perhaps we must peel away the years of accumulation of attachments, self-doubts, and insecurities in order to reach our pure center, the pure heart of our being. And like peeling an onion, it can cause a lot of tears. In the Old Testament, the belief was that to see God would result in death. In Exodus 33:20, God tells Moses, "No one shall see me and live." Even in John 1:18 says, "No one has ever seen God." Yet Jesus says the pure in heart will see God. This beatitude seems to contradict other teachings and long-held traditions of Scripture. In my opinion, our sense of separateness constricts our vision to where we cannot see God's presence in our lives, and it makes our existence too small for God to manifest freely through. This sense of separation shapes our biases and prejudices and leads us to judge others in hurtful and unhelpful ways. In our attempts to improve our own self-image and sense of belonging, we often do so by tearing down others, such as, "At least I'm not fat as he is," or "I would never gossip like she does," or "We would never raise our children like they do." We pit ourselves against others, and in the process widen the perceived separation between them and us. Ultimately, we feel even more alone and isolated. It is a self-perpetuating cycle that leads to an encumbered heart that has little chance of experiencing God's love and acceptance, at least not until everything earthly is stripped away at death. One who is truly pure in heart is able to see as God sees. And what God sees, looking out through us, is a creation that God pronounced very good. God sees through our human imperfections and inconsistencies to the center of our being, which forever remains undefiled, pure, and beautiful. When we learn to see that pure essence in others, we attain the purity in heart to see God in the faces and forms of those around us.